சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம் கீதா தியான ஸ்லோகம் 4th ஸ்லோக. ரிபீட் ஆஃப்டர் மீ.
சர்வோபநிஷதோ காவஹ துக்தா கோபால நந்தனஹ பார்த்தோ வத்ஸ சுதீர் போக்தம் துக்தம் கீதாம்ருதம் மஹத்
We are seeing the Mangala Charana Rupa Dhyana Shloka as a prayer verse of Bhagavad Gita. Once we want to study Bhagavad Gita, we have to do this prayer in the beginning. We know in our culture, for everything there is a prayer in the beginning. We start everything with a prayer. Similarly, for Bhagavad Gita study also, we have to start every class with this prayer. This prayer, we can call it as Mangala Charanam. Mangala Charanam. Written by Madhusudana Saraswati, who belonged to the 15th and 16th centuries. 1550s, 15th century and 16th in between, he was there. When he wanted to write a commentary upon that Bhagavad Gita, he started this prayer verses. In his commentary before that, he said, I am going to comment upon Bhagavad Gita by looking into Adi Shankaracharya's Bhashyam. So Adi Shankara Bhashyam, and he want to write upon that commentary in that. That is why this is written by Madhusudana Saraswati Acharya. We saw in the last class, first three shlokas. First shloka is Gita Dhyanam, looking at Gita as a mother. This is Gita Dhyana Shlokam. Then second shloka is Krishna Vandana Shloka. Madhusudana Saraswati want to offer his namaskars to Lord Krishna, who is the main teacher of this Bhagavad Gita. First namaskara to the text, next namaskara to the author, the one who taught this vidyana, Krishna Vandanam. Then the second shloka is Vyasa Vandanam, author. Vyasa Vandanam. Vyasacharya is the author of this Mahabharata. In that Mahabharata, Bhagavad Gita comes, therefore Vyasa Vandanam. Third alone is Krishna Vandanam, third shloka. Up to here we saw in the last class, up to third shloka. And I have introduced the fourth shloka, just we have read, and I'll give the meaning, exact meaning. Here, Madhusudana Saraswati comparing this entire teaching with a cow. The teaching means Upanishadaha. This is Upanishad Saram. Bhagavad Gita is a Upanishad Saram, means essence of the Upanishads. So he is comparing that Upanishad Saram Bhagavad Gita with a cow. Whole thing is a comparison with a cow. Upanishadaha gavahana. Sarva Upanishadaha. All Upanishads. Upanishads are the end portions of the Veda. Veda Antabhaga is called Upanishad. There are 1,000 odd Upanishads. More than 1,000 Upanishads. Then later, they are available only 108 Upanishads now at present. 108 Upanishads are only available. That is known as Upanishadahan. Upanishad is a Strilingam. Feminine gender. Vedanta is a Pumlingam, masculine gender. Here Upanishadaha Gavaha means all Upanishads are like cows. Then Sarva Upanishadaha Gavaha Dogdha Gopala Nandanaha. When the cow is there, generally cow gives milk. The milk cannot come by itself. The milkman must be there. Who is the milkman? Dogdha. Dogdha means milkman. Dogdhrushabdha. Rkarantaha, Pumlingaha, Dogdhrushabdha. I give some grammar points also because there are some Sanskrit students are there here. For their sake, I am giving. Dogdha, milkman is Gopala Nandanaha. Gopala Nandana means Krishna, Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna, known as here the milkman. Don't think real milk. Okay. From Upanishads like cows, he takes the milk like Amritam, he says. Palana Amritam. Gita Vani is like Amritam. That is the milk. Dogdha Gopala Nandanaha. Then the milk never gives the cow never gives the milk without giving to its calf. The calf we have to keep in front of the cow, or we have to allow the kannukuttiya, and the kannukuttini you have to allow to drink first. After some time, then we pull. Otherwise, it won't leave. You know, we pull that calf. C-A-L-F, calf, not avala calf, okay. C-A-L-F, calf, that's kannukutti. We will pull back. And the rest of the milk for whose sake? For our sake. For entire humanity. Like that, in this, when Lord Krishna milking the Upanishads, who is the calf? The calf is Arjuna kannukutti, okay. Parthaha Vatsaha. Vatsa means the cough. Parthaha means Arjuna. Why Madhusudana Saraswati comparing with milk in why not any other food? He is comparing Bhagavad Gita with milk in milk is a complete food. Baby takes what first? Milk only. So milk is a complete food. Now people are talking on organic food and all. Organic food is a big talk in the city now. So that milk is the complete food, very important for human growth. Therefore, milk, first cough is Arjuna. Arjuna is the one who is taking the Upanishadic teaching when Lord Krishna is milking a teaching. What type of Arjuna? Arjuna is not an ordinary person. Sudhihi Bhokta. The one who is enjoying, that Arjuna is one enjoying the Bhagavad Gita teaching. When Lord Krishna milking that essence of Upanishads, that Arjuna is Sudhihi, means Viveki Ityartha, pure-minded person Arjuna. Sudhihina, dhihina buddhi. Su means shobhana, shuddha antahkaranam, yasya saha. The one who is having pure intellect, pure mind, he is known as sudhihi. That means sadhana chatushtaya sampannaha, viveka, vairagya, shama, dhamma, uparama, titiksha, shraddha, samadhanam, mumukshutvam. Engyo ketta madri irko? Tattva bodha only we saw. When we saw? Before this text, no, we have completed Bhagavad Tattva bodha and we are entering into this Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, sadhana chatushtaya sampannaha bhoktad. The one who is enjoying, the enjoyer of the milk. What milk? Not avin milk. Here milk is what? Arjuna is enjoying Bhagavad Gita. What is Bhagavad Gita? Upanishad Saram. Who is milking? Milkman? Lord Krishna. So Lord Krishna is the one who is teaching. Arjuna is the one who is enjoying the teaching. Bhokta. Enjoyer of the Upanishadic teaching. What he is enjoying? Mahat Gitamritam Dugdham. Mahat Gitamritam means the great. Mahat means great, supreme. Mahat Gita Amritam. Gita means here Bhagavad Gita. Amritam means nectar. The nectar of Gita. Why Gita is known as Amritam? Gita is nothing but words. An assemblage of words only, Gita. How can you call Gita as Amritam? Amrita Pradatvat Gita is known as Amritam. Amritatvam. That Bhagavad Gita, once you study, you get Amritatvam, immortality. Since Bhagavad Gita learning gives immortality, therefore Bhagavad Gita can be called as Amritam. Now every Wednesday, what you are drinking? 11:30 to 12:30? Amritam. Without paying single pie, you know. See how nice. I told you this teaching is available freely. If you give or not, there are teachers to teach in this country. No teacher charge for Bhagavad Gita, remember, in this country. I am going to teach Bhagavad Gita, you give me monthly 200 rupees, 500 rupees. No teacher charge in this country. Nowhere in the world. As Gurudakshina, if they offer, okay. That also they never demand. Such amritam we are drinking here now. So, Gita amritam. Amritam pradatvat amritam. Amritatvam pradatvat. Mortality. See, even that Puranas, they talk amritam. No? Samudra Madhana time. What for they have churned that mountain? Rakshasas and devatas. For amritam. Amritam for what? Not to get immortality and to get heaven. If you go to heaven, you get amritam. Okay? But that amritam is also relative amritam. It is not permanent amritam. But whereas this worldly text, Bhagavad Gita, where we are studying here, it gives permanent amritam. Immortality. Permanent immortality means moksha. Dugdham means milk. Mahat Gitamritam Dugdham. The Partha is the Bhokta and Krishna is the Dogdhana. Gitamritam. Then second line, lower. Partho vatsa sudhir bhokta dugdham gitamritam mahatunar. So very nice comparison. It is also a metaphor, rupaka alankara. So how beautifully is describing. Now come to the next shloka. Fifth shloka.
Vasudevasutam devam. Kamsachanuramardhanam. Devaki paramanandam. Krishnam bande jagat gurum.
Previous shloka, the fourth shloka, tells how the Gita teaching has come. How the teaching has come through Lord Krishna, it has come. Just as the milk taken by the calf, the rest of the milk is useful to humanity. Similarly, in front of Arjuna, Lord Krishna giving the teaching. But through Arjuna, we are all learning. The entire humanity is benefited. Keeping Arjuna in front, Lord Krishna giving the teaching to the entire humanity. So, when the Bhagavad Gita teaching took place, now what is the century here? We are all enjoying. Generations of people are studying and getting the benefit of Bhagavad Gita. In future also, it will be useful to the entire humanity. Next generations, Achandra Tarakam, as long as the sun, moon continues, this teaching will continue. Not me, through me, but through another teachers, future teachers. So that is the previous shloka tells Gita Mahatmyam. So Arjuna's description given there. Now Lord Krishna's description, he is giving the Krishna Vandanam again. What type of Krishna? This Lord Krishna is what type of nature, character? Aham Vande, I salute to Lord Krishna. Devam Krishnam, I salute. Devam Krishnam, Aham Vande, I salute to that Lord Krishna. Who is that Lord Krishna? Vasudeva Sutam Devam. This is the first Visheshana to that Lord Krishna, adjective. Vasudeva Sutam, you know, Vasudevam, Apatyam, Puman, Vasudevaha, Vasudeva, who is the son of Vasudeva? Sutam, Suta means son. Vasudevasya Putraha, who? The Lord Krishna. Vasudevasya Sutam, to that Lord Krishna. Then, not only that, Kamsa Chanura Mardhanam, Devaki Paramanandam Jagadgurum. Who is the son of Vasudeva, that Lord Krishna? What are his contributions? How he is great? To be great, you must have done something. Otherwise, how can you are great? So Lord Krishna, what he did? Kamsa Chanura Mardhanam. First you can take that Devaki Paramanandam. Okay? The one who gives supreme joy to Devaki, the mother. Lord Krishna gives joy to his mother Devaki. Devaki Paramanandam. The one who gives extreme joy. Devaki is so happy by seeing Lord Krishna. Devaki Paramanandam. That means giving happiness to mother and father is the first contribution. Any child son or daughter, what is my primary duty? Enna amma appa ku santosham kudukkanum, adhu da periya kadamai. Enna I have to give joy, ananda to my father and mother. This is my contribution to my family first, my father and mother. This is a personal, okay, to my family level. He has done lot of contribution. That Vasudeva and Devaki are both were so happy by seeing Lord Krishna. Then next contribution is for society, ecological harmony in there. For society, social harmony sake, what Lord Krishna did? Kamsa Chanura Mardanam. Mardana means a destroyer in artham. Lord Krishna destroyed Kamsa and Chanura. Kamsa used to call, Kamsa could not kill Krishna when he was born at very young age. He couldn't. Therefore, what he did, he used to arrange the Malla Yuddham. If Malla Yuddham he arranged, and he used to invite all the youth. If that Krishna comes in that youth, so that this Chanura can, there are one Philemon in Krishna's, in Kamsa's Darbar. His name is known as Chanura. So, Lord Krishna is invited once to fight with Chanura. Krishna was a small boy, a teenage boy. Chanura is a Philemon, wrestler. And Lord Krishna killed Chanura. And then immediately Kamsa understood, this person must be Krishna. Let him kill, I have to kill him. So at that time, Lord Krishna killed even Kamsa also. Who is Kamsa? His own maternal uncle. Krishna's maternal uncle, na amma's brother. So Kamsa also destroyed by that Lord Krishna. Chanura and Kamsa, both are Rakshasas. Even though they are born in Adavakulam, Kamsa is having a Rakshasa nature. Therefore, Kamsa Chanura Vardhanam. By destroying both of them, Kamsa kept so many people in jail, and he is doing lot of atrocities. So by destroying Kamsa, he gave the harmony in the society. This is the contribution done by Lord Krishna to the society. Not only Kamsa, many more Rakshasas he has destroyed. That is our duty towards the society he has shown. First, Devaki Paramanandam. Second is Kamsa Chanura Mardhanam. To such Krishna Nardha. Mardhanam Sutam to such Krishna. Dityaya Bhakti. To such Krishna I salute. Not only that, final one. Not only to that place where he stays, not only Dwaraka Pattanam, in that place, for entire humanity he did some contribution by becoming a Jagat Guru. Jagat Guru, the universal teacher. Jagataha Guruhu. Jagat Guruhu, the teacher. Who is the teacher for the entire universe? Somebody asked Paramacharya. Kanchi Paramacharya went to one place. Chandrasekharendra Saraswati. Paramacharya. How can you say you are Jagat Guru? People used to call him Paramacharya as Jagat Guru. And somebody asked him, how can you claim yourself as Jagat Guru? Then Paramacharya says, said, I never say I am Jagat Guru. Jagat Guru, I never said I am Jagat Guru, I am the world teacher for the entire universe, I never said. World is telling me, I am Jagat Guru. I am not telling. People are considering me as Jagat Guru. I never said. On the other hand, world is Guru for me. Jagat eva guruhu yasya, to whom the world is the teacher. He said in Bahuvrihi Samasa. People asked in Shashti Tatpurusha Samasa. Okay, grammar students, understand? So, Jagataha Guruhu means the teacher for that universe, of the universe. What Paramacharya said, world is Guru for me. Jagat Guruhu Yasya, to whom the world is the Guru. He said, the entire universe is my teacher. I am not the teacher of the universe. I am a student. I am a disciple of this universe. See the humility. Such a great Acharya says. That is what great people always have a humility in. Yes, Jagat Guru, Lord Krishna is the Jagat Guru. Why he is known as Guru here? He came as like in the third sloka, what he totra vetrai kapanaye, only he said, as a sarathi. For whom sarathi is a charioteer. Charioteer, what he is doing daily, he is washing that horses. He is cleaning the chariot of Arjuna. Every day, idida avarku velai. Not only that, cleaning whatever the horses drop. He has to do that every day. He has to wash the horses, cleaning the horses, do massage to the horses. And he has to feed the horses every day. Then only they will start next day. Yuddham ponamanna, he has to take care of all these things. Ordinary driver like he was working. Such a great Lord Krishna avataram. For what sake he took that job, tell me. You know, Arjuna demanded, you have to come and drive my chariot. Enna paranga. Krishna never said, see, you know, I am avatara purushan. How can I drive your chariot? You should ask something and cholale. Krishna. Lord Krishna said, okay, yes. Immediately, Lord Krishna became Partha Sarathi. Partha na Arjuna. Sarathi na chariot. Charioteer. Driver. Horse, chariot driver. No? That driver is called Sarathi. Yarik Sarathi na Parthanik Sarathi. Partha Sarathi. When Arjuna asked, hey Krishna, teach me, show me some way out from this sorrow. At that time, Partha Sarathi became Jagat Guru. Guru, then Jagat Guru. How he became? He took that totram into his left hand, just twisted his face towards Arjuna. Arjuna, don't worry, and chin mudra. Chunana jnana mudraya krishnaya. It shows, never leave your duty. Anartha. Simple, bamma, parungo. You can learn so many things. Never leave your duty. Appudu vidala. Vittita enna edum? Horses, but horses poyidum. Illiyo? When he is teaching, just he holding that charity. Totram in his hand shows, the reins in his hand shows, never leave your duty. Anartha. And he started teaching. He became Jagat Guru. Sishyastiham shadhi mam tvam prapannam. Arjuna is going to become his student. Therefore, Jagat Guru. Guru means grinati atma tattvam. Grinati means upadishati. The one who teach or impart the teaching. Grinati, what teaching? Not ordinary, any worldly teaching and all. Atma tattvam. Amrita tulyamana moksham. Atma vidya. Who is the teacher of the whole world, Jagat Guru. Guru meaning is grunati upadishati. What he teaches in Dharma Shastram, Yoga Shastram, Moksha Shastram, everything he teaches. Next shloka we will read. So to such Lord Krishna, my salutations. Who did contributed to that entire world, entire society, and to his family. So to such Krishna, my salutations. You know why we have to do namaskara to Lord Krishna now? All of us know this sloka. Many of you know. Vasudeva sutam sayama samuti. Now you chant with understanding the meaning. Kamsa chanura mardana. Kamsa chanura stands for evil nature. Hey Lord Krishna, your job is to destroy the evil nature. Therefore, I salute you. You destroy my evil nature. All negative tendencies you destroy. Then only my growth, internal growth will take place. Next shloka.
Bhishma Drona Tata Jayadratha Jala. Gandhar Neelotpalam. Shalyagrahavati Kripena Vahani. Karnena Velakulam. Ashwatthama Vikarna Ghora Makaram. Ashwatthama Vikarna Ghora Makaram. Duryodhana Vartini. Duryodhana Vartini. Sotirna Khalu Pandavairana Nadim. Kaivartaka Keshavaham.
Here Visarga you need not chant separately. Kaivartaka Keshavaha. Only when Chakara comes only you have to say Visarga separately. There is no Chakara after Visarga. Therefore, Kaivartaka Keshavaha you have to say. Now, in this shloka, Madhusudana Saraswati comparing the entire Kurukshetra battlefield with a dangerous river. A dangerous river. The entire Kurukshetra battlefield. Arjuna standing in the battlefield, all Kauravas and Pandavas, all of them are in the middle of that battlefield. The place is known as Kurukshetra. The place is known as Kurukshetra. How that Kurukshetra looks? That description, it is looking like a big, that Rana Bhumi. Rana Bhumi in a battlefield. This is called Rana Nadina. It's like a river. Dangerous river. Why it is dangerous? What are there in that river? What are all there in the river? Crocodiles are there, sharks are there, lot of things are there, and whirlpools are there in that nadi. Like that, he is comparing now. Sa Rana Nadi. Rana Nadi, the word is in the fourth line. Rana Nadi. What are the banks? Every river has got a banks. Banks in the banks, you know, banks in this side and right side and left side. You know, how that the water is flowing in one passage. You know, it is stopping boundary. You know. That is Bhishmaha and Dronaha, Tata, the banks. The two banks are Bhishma and Drona. That battle river is with that Bhishma one side, one bank, and Drona is another bank. Bank and don't take Canara Bank, State Bank. Okay, that is not the bank. Bank and a boundary, border line in Artha. River bank. Bhishma Drona Tata. Then what is the water? Really in that Rananadi there is no water, but you have to see the water there. Jayadhradaha Jalanar. The jala means water is, it is filled with Jayadhrada as the waters. Here Jayadhrada stands his army. Jayadhrada is one who is a king who has got a huge army. The entire army of Jayadhrada is standing in that battlefield with Jayadhrada as the waters. So many Akshauhini Sainyam is there. Then in that river also there are some lily flowers, lotus flowers are there, no? In the rivers. What are the lily flowers here? No? Gandhara Neela Utpala. Neela manna blue, Utpala manna lotus. Neelotpalam means blue lotus. What is that blue lotus in this river battle? That is Gandharaha, Shakuni Mama. Okay, Gandhara Raja is one Shakuni. From Gandhara Desam, present Afghanistan. Taliban, sir. Present Afghanistan was there in our India only. There is no country. Cambodia, Sri Lanka, all these are all in one in India. There are not separately there. Gandhara Desa means present Afghanistan. So Gandhara, Gandhari came from Gandhara Desam. The Shikuni's sister only, Kunti, this Gandhari. So therefore her name is called Gandhari. Why? She came from Gandhara Desam, therefore Gandhari. So Gandhara means here, Shakuni, the king of Gandhara, has the blue lotus, very attractive in Artha. Blue lotus attractive. That's why they, in Mahabharata they showed that Shakuni blue eyes. Shakuni has got blue eyes or not. By reading this shloka only they kept blue eyed Shakuni. Gandhara Neelotpala. Then what next? Karna as that Vahani, Krupena, Krupa Acharya. Krupa Acharya as the Vahani means Vidyut. What else is there in that waters? Na, electric. Na, electricity also there in the waters. Vahani and electricity. That electric current in the waters is who? Na? Krupa, Krupa Acharya. Krupena Vahani. That river is with battle river is with Kripacharya as the current. If you go near, he, like current, he just suck that warriors, you know, electricity. Then Karanena Velakula. Velakula means high waves also there in the river. River is always not calm and quiet, no? There are sometimes that lot of floods, lot of waves comes. What are those Velakula waves? Velakula means waves. What are those waves? Karna. Karna is like a tidal wave. No, no. Tidal waves. Karnena. Velakula. Then what are the crocodiles and sharks? Yeah? Ashwatthama. Vikarna Aghora Makara. Makara means crocodiles. Big, big whales are so there. Ashwatthama and Vikarna. Dronacharya's son Ashwatthama, Vikarna, Duryodhana's brother. Both of them are like sharks. Anybody comes near and they grab and they swallow. They kill an artha. Karnena Velakula Ashwatthama Vikarna Ghora Makaraha. Then what? Who left out Duryodhana? Duryodhana, the villain. Who is the villain? Duryodhana. Duryodhana is like a whirlpool. Duryodhana Avartini. Avartina whirlpool. Whirlpool na Duryodhana as the whirlpool. And if once a person enters into whirlpool, can he come back? Impossible. Duryodhana is such a person, whoever near by him, and they even all dharma, dharmic people also become adharmic. His surroundings are like that, and artha. No one should go near Duryodhana. Like whirlpool is. Duryodhana avartini. So such a battle, river who has to cross? Pandavas has to cross. How they can cross? They have to cross by the boat. Who is the boatman? Somebody must be there. Let's see. Sotirna khalu pandavai rananadihi kaivartakaha keshavaha. Kaivartakaha means a ferryman, boatman. The one who is helping the Pandavas who want to travel this river battle field, they want to cross this battle. No? They want to fight and they have to get success, victory in that battlefield. Who can help them? Only Lord Krishna. So Lord Krishna serving as a boatman here, and all Pandavas sitting like in the boat of Lord Krishna, and Lord Krishna slowly carrying them out of this battle means he is going to give victory to Pandavas. So Lord Krishna alone is going to destroy even all Kauravas. All his tactics only. Love his tactics. So that's why he says, Saha, Sotirana means the Sa Uttirana Nadi. Sa Nadi, those who want to cross, Pandavas want to cross that river. Sa Uttirana, Sotirana Nirke. Sa Nadi, they want to cross over. Who? Pandavas. Uttirana means crossed over. They have crossed over Uttirana by crossed by whom? Pandavaihi. That river, that battle, which is compared to a river, crossed over by the Pandavas with the help of what? Keshavaha. By Lord Krishna. Kaivartakaha Keshavaha. Because Lord's name is Artatrana Parayana. The one crisis manager and artham. Bhagavanukku per theriyum Artatrana anna Parayana anna theriyumo. Parayana anna committed to. Trana means the one who want to protect. Whom? Artha. Artha means those who are in crisis. Those who are in crisis, the Lord protects. He is committed to protect. That is why Lord's name is Artha Trana Parayanaha. Artha Trana Parayano Bhagavan Narayano Megatihi. So that Bhagavan, Lord Krishna, only helped Pandavas to cross that ocean or river, that battle river. Then next one, seventh shloka.
Parasharya vacha saroja mamalam. Gitartha gandhotkatam. Nanakhyanaka kesaram harikatha. Sambodhana bodhitam. Loke sajjana shatpadairaharaham. Pipiyamanam mudam. Pipiyamanam mudam. Bhuyad Bharata Pankajam Kalimalam. Bhuyad Bharata Pankajam Kalimalam. Pradham Sina Shreyase.
Now Madhusudana Saraswati invokes the grace of Mahabharata itself. He is comparing to a lotus flower. invoking the bless of the entire Mahabharatana. In the previous shloka, the Lord Krishna, we said, Lord Krishna is the protector. Protector, whatever the bhakta asks, that only Bhagavan has to give. Okay? Bhakta need, bhakta is an hungry, no? Hunger, no? What Bhagavan has to give? Food, not water. If he is thirsty, Bhagavan has to give water. Whatever he needs, whatever he desires, that only Bhagavan has to give. Of course, what is good only Bhagavan gives. So like that, when person is in hunger, Bhagavan has to give what? Bread. Bhagavan has to come as bread or as a food or with food. He should not come with Bhagavad Gita book. So therefore, Bhagavan artha artharthi jignasu jnani bhaktas. Maximum 99% of people are all artha bhaktas. I want son, I want daughter, I want house, I want health, I want, then artha bhaktas. When we are in crisis, we ask Bhagavan, oh Bhagavan, help me. And normally people, okay, Bhagavan will help. With yo-yo, yam-yam, tanum bhaktaha, shraddhayarchutum ichyati. Whatever they want, in whatever form they worship, I will give to all. But one day, that person cross over all these basic needs, all requirements, enough, then he becomes a jignasu bhakta and he wants to study further. Therefore, Bhagavan always gives our basic needs, fulfills everything. Then Bhagavan paathinde irupar. Oru naalavadu he want to come to Bhagavad Gita class. Idukaga Bhagavan provide house, children, family, everything. And keep us always happy. So many things he take care of. At least finally we will come to Bhagavad Gita, study his teaching. And that is the Bhagavan's intention. Now in this shloka, Bhagavan compares the lotus, Mahabharata lotus. What he says, Amalam Bharata Pankajam. Bharata Pankajam, you see the fourth line. Bharata Pankajam, Mahabharata is Pankajam Amalam, na, pure and artham, Malarahitam. Me this Mahabharata, the pure lotus of Mahabharata. Bharata Pankajam, Pankat Jatam Pankajam, the one which is born from the Pankamana, dirty water. That water, mud of water, and then Panka comes, Ambujam comes. Pankajamana pair adida, Nari ladies can pair irko, Pankajamana. Pankajamana artham theriyum. Pankat Jatam Pankajam. Another name of Pankajam is Ambujam. Ambujamana goda, that which is born from the waters. That is also Ambujam or Pankajam. So since that lotus born out of Panka, the dirty waters, it is called Pankajam. What Pankajam is here? Bharata Pankajam. Mahabharata itself is a Pankajam, is a lotus. Great lotus. What are all things are there to the Pankajam, to the lotus? Parasharya Vachas Sarojam. This Sarojam, Pankajam, is known as Saroja. Saras, Saraha Eva. Na? So, Bhagavan Vyasacharya's words here, he is comparing Sarasana Jatam. Sarasana lake. That which is born in the lake of the words of Vyasacharya. Saraha Eva Vachas. Vachaha Eva Sarasan Cholala. Vachaha Eva Saras means Vyasacharya's words. What are those words? Mahabharata words are compared to the lake. Lotus cannot come without lake. Yes? To the lotus to come, the lake is required. Mahabharata lotus can come, What is the lake? The words must be there. The words are all lakes. What are those words? Mahabharata words. In that Mahabharata words, what is the lotus? Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is the lotus in the Mahabharata words. Okay, those words are what? Parasharya vachasana. Those words came out of, which are born in the lake of Mahabharata, lake of the words of Veda Vyasa, Vyasa's words. The pure lotus of Mahabharata, which has born in the lake of words of Vyasa. Parasharyana Parasuramasya Putraha. Parasharyaha Vachaha Gita Gandha Utkatam. Lotus is compared to Mahabharata. The fragrance of the lotus is compared to Gita. Okay. Gita Gandha Utkatam. That lotus is with full of fragrance in her. Okay. Mahabharata words is a lake. In that Vyasacharya's words are lake. In that Mahabharata is a lotus, and because Vyasacharya wrote so many Puranas. Vyasacharya wrote 36 Puranas. 36 Puranas, Brahma Sutra, many Grandhas he has written among so many words. That is a big lake. Okay, appadi eduthukalam. You can take Vyasacharya's words are so many billions and millions and billions of words. And the words lo oru lotus enna Mahabharatam gem anamata Mahabharata ratnam and the Mahabharata lotus ke, then in that lotus what is the fragrance for that lotus enna Bhagavad Gita is the fragrance ba eppadi kalpana pandrar paarunga what a imagination beautiful creativity the fragrance to that lotus. Don't ask this local lotus and all doesn't have any fragrance. They are only attractive but no fragrance. Real lotus na tamaraiki fragrance irukku. And the fragrance is that Bhagavad Gita is the fragrance. So everybody is attracted to that lotus is because of fragrance. Everybody is attracted to Mahabharata because of Bhagavad Gita. The fragrance is Bhagavad Gita. Gita Gandha Utkatam, which is the lotus which is rich with the fragrance of the import of the Gita. Gita is the fragrance. Gita Gandhena Utkatam Manartham. Then what else lotus is having? Kesaram, filaments. No? In the lotus in the middle, there are filaments. Nana Khyanaka Kesaram. Every flower is having its own filaments in the middle of that lotus. In the middle of the flower, there are filaments. They are all attracted, you know, where the bee comes and sits. And the filaments only. So, really speaking, honey fragrance where, you know, in the filaments only. So therefore, this Mahabharata lotus, in that fragrance, why it is so attractive? Na? There are so many stories. Nana Akhyanaka. Akhyanamana story. Nana na multifold, many ways. Many stories are there. Episodes and artha. Many episodes, lot of stories. Stories are very, very attractive. They have a captivating power. Even elderly people, what to talk of children? Elderly people are also captivated by their stories. But really speaking, we should not carry away by stories. Okay? And the stories la irukkira tatpariyam da we have to take. That is why you see under the every story, what is the moral of the story? What is the moral of the story? That is the main important point we have to note. Nana Khyanaka Kesaram in the form of what? Harikatha Sambodhana Bodhitam. The stories are also what? Harikatha. they are all talking the glories of that Lord Hari, which is expanded. In the story form, they are all expanded. The episodes are expanded through the narration, stories, narration of Hari, Lord Hari. Why he is called Hariyana? Harati papani iti Harihi. If you say Hariyana, he takes all our sins. Harati papani. Or akarshati also, Harihi. Therefore, these filaments are so attractive with so many stories. What happens? Aharaha sajjana shatpadaihi pepiyamanam muda. Day and night, they are all enjoyed by pepiyamanam, means drunk by whom? Sajjana shatpadaihi. Just as the flower is there, honey bees come there. All bees run towards that flowers. And they suck the honey from the flower. Similarly, because of these stories, so many kathas are there. All sajjana shatpadaihi. All noble people, great people, pure-minded people like you know. All sajjana, noble and a good-hearted one in artham. All good-hearted one, pure-minded people, they are all attracted towards. Illena in the hot sun la madhyanam mele ipdi vandi afternoon time lo, who will come and sit? Sajjana shatpadaihi. Shatpadam na, that wonder, the honeybee has got six legs. Shatpadam na, it has got six legs. You can compare it to Shatka Sampatti. Okay, and just it came in my mind. Avar sholala, na sholala. Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampanala, Shamadi Shatka Sampatti, Irkavan, Shatka Sampatti, Shatpadi. Both are equal. Shamadama Uparamatitiksha Shraddha Samadhanam, Shatka Sampatti. No bees are compared to Sajjanas, noble people. Noble people have Shatka Sampatti. In the Shatpadi, the bee has got six legs, you know, that which comes, flies. That's why all noble-minded people who are all having sense control, mind control, titiksha, shraddha, samadhanam, all virtues who are all having, they just fly to what? To listen to Bhagavad Gita. You are all called Shatpadis. Okay. Sajjana Shatpadaihi. When? Aharaha. Even after going home also, again Swamini words are only ringing. Yeah, Harikatha. Bhagavan's glory, Krishna's glory, Lord's glory, everyone love to listen, and again it comes in our mind. Ahahaha. Day and night, day after day, every day. Years together we are studying, imagine. Yeah? We never feel bored. No? Appa fed up. Idaidana palasa paatanana. Padika padika thirupi thirupi innum padikanani. Innum sollanavan aasiya varade. Na? Enna visheshamanna? Adida secret. Sajjana shatpadaihi muda joyously. Joy they are enjoying, which is always drunk day and day after by that noble people. Bees of noble people. Loke in this world, what is the benefit? Phalam. Kali mala pradhvamsini. This Bhagavad Gita, Mahabharata, all these stories are Kali mala pradhvamsini, which is the destroyer of the imperfections of Kali Yuga. Kali mala manna, imperfections in the Kali Yuga. Pradhvamsini and a destroyer. Bhagavad Gita is the destroyer of Kalimala. What is the Kalimalam? Quarrel mind. Quarreling mind is called Kalimalam. A mind that which wants to quarrel always. Sandai. Lpamit. Always want to quarrel. Angenga quarrel irkamo, ange Kali irkan artha. And the Kalimalam ponumanna. இந்த பகவத்கீதை வீட்டில் எல்லோரும் பகவத்கீதை படித்து புரிஞ்சுக்கிட்டோன்னா குவாரலே இருக்காது. நோ குவாரல் அட் ஆல். எல்லோருமே பிரசாந்தமாக ஆனந்தமாக இருப்பாங்க, சாந்தமாக இருக்கும் வீடு. சில பேர் உள்டா என்ன மகாபாரதம் படித்தா வீட்டில் சண்டை வரும், ஏன்னா ஃபுல்லாக வார் ஒன்லினா பிரதர்ஸ், பிட்வீன் பிரதர்ஸ் ஃபைட்டிங் ஒன்லி மகாபாரதா, தேர்ஃபோர் லெட் அஸ் நாட் கீப் பகவத்கீதா மகாபாரதம் எட் ஹோம் அண்ணா. என்ன ராங் கான்செப்ட் என்ன. வாட் மதுசூன சரஸ்வதி சேஸ், கலிமல வித்வம்சினி. இந்த கலிமலன கலியுகத்தில் இருக்கிற பாபம் எல்லாமே போயிடுமா. ஆல் பாப்பாஸ் வில் கோ எவே வென் த பகவத்கீதா இஸ் பர்வேடிங் எவ்ரிவேர். ஸோ எவ்ரி ஹவுஸில் என்ன இருக்கணும், ஃபஸ்ட்டு பகவத்கீதா இருக்கணும். அப்புறம் என்ன பண்ணணும், படிக்கணும். புஸ்தகம் இருந்து மட்டும் இல்லை, பாராயணம் பண்ணணும், டெய்லி படிக்கணும், படிக்க வைக்கணும். அண்ட் யூ கிஃப்ட் பகவத்கீதா. 5 ரூபா 6 ரூபா வச்சு பகவத்கீதை வருது. எல்லாருக்கும் ஒரு பகவத்கீதை கொடுங்க. வீட்டுக்கு வந்தால் தாம்பூலம் கொடுக்குற இல்லையா எல்லா ஃபங்க்ஷனுக்கு, பகவத்கீதை ஏன் கொடுக்கக்கூடாது? ஒரு பிளாஸ்டிக் டப்பா தட் வீ கிவ் தேவி நவராத்திரி டைம்னு கூப்பிட்டு அம்பாளுக்கு பூஜை பண்ணும்போது ஒரு ஸ்தோத்திரமும் ஒரு பஜனமும் அந்த மாதிரி எல்லாம் கொடுக்கலாம் இல்லையோ, ஒரு பிளாஸ்டிக் டப்பா. ஏன்னா கிச்சன் ரூம்லக்கு நல்லா யூஸ்ஃபுல்லாக இருக்கும். அந்த டப்பாக்காக போவா இந்த மாமி, உங்கள்கிட்ட சொல்லலை, நான் ஜெனரலாக சொல்கிறேன். டப்பா ஸ்டீல் பாத்திரம் எல்லாம் விடுங்க கொஞ்ச நாள், எதுக்காக அது. ஆல் திஸ் ஆர் கான் தோஸ் டேஸ் அண்ட் ஆல். எவ்வளோ சாமான வச்சுட்டேன் என்ன, வீட்டில் இடமே இல்லையே. அதை விட புக்தி முக்தி எல்லாம் வரும். என்னென்ன, ஒரு பகவத்கீதா புக்கு, ஒரு பஜனை புக்கு, ஏதோ ஒன்று நல்லது பகவானுக்கு சம்பந்தமானது கொடுங்க எல்லாருக்குமே. அவளுக்கு பிடிக்குமோ பிடிக்காத முன்னு கொடுத்துடுங்க. ஸ்லோலி தே ஓப்பன் ஒன் டே ஆர் அதர். கிவ் கிஃப்ட் நவ் ஆன் வேர்ட்ஸ் யூ டிசைட். டோன்ட் கிவ் கிஃப்ட் எனி திங் ஃப்ரம் ரத்னா ஸ்டோர்ஸ், சரவணா ஸ்டோர்ஸ். ஓன்லி கிவ் புக் ஃப்ரம் வாட்னா, ஓன்லி கிரி ஸ்டோர்ஸ். எல்லாம் கிரி ஸ்டோர்ஸ் போய் பாருங்கோ, எல்லாமே பகவானுக்கு சம்மந்தமானது தான் இருக்கும். ஏதோ ஒரு பொருள் கொடுத்தா நமக்கு நல்லது, நாட்டுக்கு நல்லது, நம்ம உடம்புக்கு நல்லது, குடும்பம்க்கு நல்லது, அப்படி பரவணும் நல்ல. ஓகே, இதெல்லாம் எசைடு பாயிண்ட், இதெல்லாம் மதுசூதன சரஸ்வதி சொல்லலை, நான் சொல்கிறேன். ஓகே, கலிமல பிரத்வம்சினி. வாட் மதுசூதன சரஸ்வதி ஆஸ்கிங், பூயாத் நகா ஸ்ரேயஸ், நகா ஸ்ரேயஸே பூயாதன், லெட் தேர் பி supreme good for us. Such Bhagavad Gita, may it do good to us. How it can do good to us? When you open, when you understand the word to word meaning and enjoy, then it does good to you. Immense good, not ordinary good, immense good. And no more dukkham in the life, no more sorrow. Avvala aanandam. எல்லோரும் கேட்கணும், என்ன ஒரே குஷி குஷியாக இருக்கேளு, ஒரே ஆனந்தமாக இருக்கேன், முகம் பார்த்தா ரொம்ப ப்ளூமியாக இருக்கேன்னா என்ன சீக்ரெட், என்ன பியூட்டி பார்லருக்கு போனேன் நீன்னு கேட்பான். சொல்லக்கூடாது, நான் காமிக்கிறேன் வான்னு சொல்லி கூட்டிகிட்டு வரணும். ஆமாம், இங்கே வந்ததுக்கப்புறம் காமிக்கணும், புரியறதா என்ன பியூட்டி பார்லர்ன்னு. அதுதான், அங்கே போனால் ஆயிரக்கணக்கில் செலவு பண்ணணும், இங்கே போனால் ஒன்றும் செலவு பண்ண வேண்டாம். ஆனந்தத்துக்கு ஆனந்தம், நிம்மதிக்கு நிம்மதி, எல்லாத்துக்கும் நல்லது. சி, பகவான் இஸ் கிவிங் சச் எ கிரேட் டீச்சிங்னா, சச் பகவத்கீதா, மே இட் டூ குட் அஸ், நஹான்னா டு அஸ், ஸ்ரேயஸ்ன்னா மங்களம். அட்மோஸ்ட் பெனிஃபிட் வி கெட் த்ரூ பகவத்கீதா ஸ்டடி, மோர் இன் த நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ். பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹ, ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ, ஹரிஹ ஓம்.